For KZYX, this is Dan Young. On the evening of Monday, January 8th, the Fort Bragg City Council considered recommendations from the Council's Public Safety Committee on regulating cannabis cultivation in the city. The item was introduced by Scott Perkins, an associate planner with the city's Community Development Department.
The Public Safety Committee recommends Council develop one regulatory scheme to regulate both recreational and medical cannabis cultivation, since their impacts are very similar and one unified set of regulations would be easier to implement. The first question for City Council to consider is if the city should allow outdoor personal cultivation. The Public Safety Committee recommends the Council prohibit outdoor cultivation for personal use. The second question is, should the city require a permit? In an example where somebody has to make plumbing, electrical, or construction changes to their residence in order to do indoor personal cultivation, they would still be required to get a building permit, just traditionally as any other kind of construction project. However, the city could require an additional cultivation permit, whether or not any sort of construction activities are performed on the property. Permitting would lead to the development of a roster of individuals with permits to grow cannabis, potentially helping law enforcement understand the location of these activities. The Public Safety Committee recommends the Council require a permit for personal cultivation.
During discussions, Fort Bragg Community Development Director Marie Jones gave an overview on how a cultivation permit in the city might work.
Well, I think a little bit, though, what's realistic is if someone needs a building permit, they go through our building permit process. If they don't need a building permit, we wouldn't need to do any inspections. It would just be an over-the-counter permit. I would say it'd be most similar to a signed permit, which would be somewhere around like $40.
On January 8th, 4 out of 5 members of the Fort Bragg City Council favored banning outdoor cultivation in the city and requiring a permit for all indoor cultivation. Councilmember Mike Cimolino dissented and explained his concerns and also discussed some of them with Marie Jones.
We should allow it outdoors in hothouses because then nobody's going to need a permit to grow 6 plants because you're not going to modify your house or your facility. And if there's an event of a fire, it's not connected to your house and it's in your yard away from your dwelling. That would be the reason why I would like to see outdoor allowed in hothouse only. See, my thing is once you force people inside, you're dealing with chemicals inside a house. You're dealing with electrical usage. It's not a very clean business when you go inside.
I guess one thing to think about, and maybe this sounds a little Machiavellian, if Sessions is going to go after people for growing, we might want to be thoughtful about collecting their information if we don't actually need it.
He's just talking.
That was my question.
There's too many stays.
Are all those documents, all those permits, public information?
They would be.
So that any law enforcement agency could come and say, I want a whole list of everybody that's growing marijuana in their house right now. See, it's not worth it for 6 plants.
On January 8th, the Fort Bragg City Council also decided to no longer allow medical cannabis patients to grow more than 6 plants indoors inside the city limits. Under current state law, the council could have made an exception for medical marijuana patients, but they decided against doing so. On January 8th, Scott Perkins also laid out the issues the Fort Bragg City Council needed to consider related to for-profit commercial cannabis cultivation.
The council should consider if commercial cultivation first is a use that should be allowable in the city, and if so, how to regulate the future uses. The Public Safety Committee discussed the potential to permit commercial cannabis cultivation and recommends the council prohibit outdoor commercial cultivation and consider regulations to allow indoor cultivation. This report will consider regulations that would allow indoor, commercial indoor cultivation, but assumes commercial outdoor cultivation would be prohibited. So the first question, of course, is the location. The council should identify the appropriate zoning districts for commercial cannabis cultivation should you choose to allow it. Based on the defined purposes of the zoning districts, staff identified the general commercial, light industrial, and heavy industrial districts as those that are potentially consistent with this use. Council should consider the balance of uses in each district and how allowing a new business type could affect existing businesses. For example, there's a limited amount of property in the city zoned light or heavy industrial, and these districts are the only places in the city and in some cases on the coast where warehousing, distribution, vehicle repair, and manufacturing uses are permitted.
Perkins laid out 5 different scenarios for the zoning districts in which commercial cannabis cultivation might conceivably be allowed in the city of Fort Bragg. Some of the options would have allowed commercial cannabis cultivation in the general commercial or CG zoning districts of the city. However, some council members and city staff raised concerns about a potential for this to cause commercial property rents to skyrocket and force non-cannabis businesses in the town to close. Yet the two members of the public who commented on the item, Eric Dwyer and Rex Gressett, did not agree with these concerns.
Eric Dwyer, I think we're being a little overprotective here of current standing businesses. Let the market be the market. This is the new frontier. Like it or not, it's here and it's not going away.
Just very quickly, I wouldn't protect businesses from marijuana growers. You know, if you've got a stumbling shop or a prosperous grow, you want the prosperous grow.
However, ultimately, the Fort Bragg City Council went against the public input they had received and unanimously agreed to only allow indoor commercial cannabis cultivation on light industrial and heavy industrial zoned properties of 1 acre in size or more. According to a staff report, this could limit any possible indoor commercial cannabis cultivation operations to larger parcels at the north end of the city, located north of Airport Road and east of Main Street. Many of these parcels are far from the nearest water or sewer infrastructure. The City Council instructed Assistant Planner Scott Perkins to analyze the implications of these instructions related to water and sewer issues and property availability, and provide a further report for discussion and possible revision of decisions at a later meeting. Reporting for KZYX, this is Dan Young.